from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're welcoming the new year, interviewing an anarchist, and treasuring relics. David Wiegand and I, you know what's coming. We were relics ourselves of another era. He's an assistant.
Oh, speak for yourself.
He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's begin with a wonderful young singer. That's a live recording by the San Francisco Symphony of West Side Story with Julia Bullock nailing her one song. And you can just about hear me melting in my seat a few rows out in the orchestra because I was at this concert. And,
yeah, me too.
And she was fabulous. And,
yeah.
And she sings classical lieder as well.
She's a wonderful singer. She's out of Juilliard. She's just sort of breaking through. She's done some opera, a lot of recitals, lieder, and so forth. But it's an incredible voice. I mean, every time I hear her, I keep thinking of roles I'd love to hear her sing, you know, at some point. And it's an interesting soprano because that really has a lot of, you know, deeper tones in it, too. So there's a lot of unexplored range in that voice that will be really interesting to hear in the years to come.
SF Performances presents Julia Bullock in concert Tuesday night, singing music from Berio, Messiaen, and Billy Taylor. David Mamet is a guy playwright. That's right, isn't it? He's the master of the swear word, and he wrote a number of plays about cutthroat salesmen trying to outmacho each other or small-time schemers. But he also wrote a play called The Anarchist about two women in a duel about freedom and anarchy. And it's coming to San Francisco.
This sounds really, really interesting. It also reminds me, this is a very weird thing, it reminds me of Masterclass, the Terrence McNally thing in many ways. I mean, this sort of power play discussion of power and submission or something.
Theater Rhino in San Francisco presents The Anarchist by David Mamet tonight through the 18th of January. Now some music from a rising Oakland band. You can't stay. Got no choice but to leave. Got no voice. Eyes to see. Eyes to see. Eyes to see. Working for the. Working for the cream. Working for the. Shake it to the cream. That's music from Bell's Atlas. Something about bees there, I think. They're one of my favorite Bay Area bands, and they're settling in for a residency every Monday night for the month of January at the Era Bar in Oakland with some special guests.
That's right. What I love about this is you get to hear their music, but they're performing and collaborating with a lot of other groups, and it's, you know, it's a residency plus, I think, because it's not just them and so forth. I love Sandra Lawson-Undu. She's the lead singer of them. I love her vocals. They're extraordinary. We featured them on the show before, and for very good reason. They're really one of the Bay Area's best, most interesting bands.
Yeah, and you can attend for just a $5 cover at the door, so that's a cheap thrill for this week. Bell's Atlas plays this and every Monday in the month of January at the Era Bar in Oakland. In tech-saturated Silicon Valley, there's an art show that treasures the high-tech of previous eras. The show is called Relics at the San Jose Institute of Contemporary Art. And I saw this a few weeks ago, and this is my people's technology. You know, they have a slide projector that jams every few slides, or it's programmed to do that. And there's this pile of pre-smart cell phones, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it just reminded me of when I went out to cover the Loma Prieta earthquake with a cell phone on my shoulder that weighed as much as all the rest of my gear combined.
Right. You know, the other part of this that I think is really interesting, part of the exhibit is that there's also a growing sculpture project at the museums where if once you go to see this exhibit, you get to sort of drop off your e-waste, basically,
that's
your
right,
various things,
right.
And it'll all be disposed of in a very green conscious way, of course. But you get to sort of see how much the detritus of the tech world, you know, grows and grows. My house is lousy with unattached computer screens.
We're going to do a show at your house next time.
That right? would be bad.
Okay. Relics continues at the San Jose Institute of Contemporary Art through January 24th, and that's another cheap thrill. Admission is always free. And now let's look ahead to 2015. She's gonna save me, call me baby, from her hands or my head. That's music from Hozier. And David Heath, just one of a number of rock and pop performers you wanted to highlight for the new year.
Yeah, exactly. He's really fantastic, and he's got a sold-out show at the Fox, but later in April he's got three nights at the Masonic, and really this is his moment right now. There's another young singer who's going to be with him at the Fox. Again, it's sold out. His name is Asgeir. I love him. He's from Iceland. Also, Patti Smith will be around, though, too. And so for those of the fact that she's on tour again, and I heard her on TV not too long ago, sounds as great as ever.
Right, and that's three dates at the Fillmore in February. And I wanted to add a couple more items here. Angela Lansbury is coming to San Francisco in the show Blithe Spirit at the Golden Gate Theater, January 20th through February 1st. Chance to see this great Broadway veteran on our local stage. Another play well worth looking forward to, early Shaker Spirituals, The Wooster Group at Z-Space with Frances McDormand. Sketchfest is coming to town in late January, an amazing lineup. And I also wanted to mention a couple of rock and roll items. The very worthy producer Undercover is reassembling 100 or so musicians for a cover version of the Sly and the Family Stone album, Stand. They'll be at the Fox in late January. And let's go out with some music. Ty Siegel does two shows late in January at the Great American Music Hall. Yeah. Bye, bye, bye. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.